Hello.
Hi, this is Cindy Bentley. I'm very happy to have all of you here today listening, wherever you may be. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. We have Astrid Paris with us, holding space, and she will talk about the astrology of what looks like through the horoscope, what's happening to influence our lives. And then I have Bob Sykes, who's going to call in, and he's going to be learning how to help some because, of course, Astrid's pretty busy and she needs to have some Mondays off. So I'm going to talk a little bit today. First, I want to call in all of our divine beings to be with us at this present moment and all of our higher selves. We've had a very intense week with the eclipse and the new moon and releasing and then having intentions to fill our life with a higher level of clarity and love. And we want each of you to feel safe and secure as we go through today and we take calls. We'll have several call-ins. We will have different times when I will do a meditation. Probably at the end today also, I'll do a meditation at the end. But what today's show is about is light workers or light beings. I've got lots of information for everyone, and I've got some books that you can check out at the library or purchase on Amazon that I'll tell you about. The first article I've got is from Rebecca Campbell, and you can find her on the internet. Google her name. And she has an article called What Kind of a Light Worker Are You? So first we want to talk about the signs that maybe you are a light worker. There are a lot more than these 10 signs, but I just want to read to you these 10 signs that may let you know that something, and most of you already know you're a light worker. I mean, if you're listening to me on this show, you're probably a light worker. But these are some things that would make you feel that you definitely are a light worker. You feel called to help heal or guide others. You are sensitive to energies, or you're empathic. You possess gifts of psychic abilities. You feel strongly about environmentalism and the treatment of animals. You feel an affinity to the healing arts, and you have explored many healing modalities. You are very aware of your own fears and the fears of those around you. You experienced a strong spiritual awakening. I came in like this. I couldn't help it. I came in hearing and knowing and feeling the harshness. You love being around people, but also need your alone time. And boy, do I need that. I know there's a lot of us that need that to recharge. You are aware of the power of your thoughts and your ability to manifest. And this one I've never heard. This was something she wrote. She said, you see the number 911 frequently. And I've never heard that before. That's the first time I've ever read that. But I thought that was quite interesting. And she said, light workers are anyone who devotes their life to being a bright light in the world. They understand that their actions, no matter how big or how small, have the potential to raise the vibration of the planet. Okay. So she says there are two types of light workers, the newly awakened light worker, and she calls the others the retro light workers, those who came in knowing. And they have been doing this work for lifetimes. So if you want to look and read more about her, you can Google Her name, again, is Rebecca Campbell. She's got lots of information on lightworkers. And then I've got another book. It's called 2012, A Clarion Call, that I'm going to read from in just a minute. Then I'm going to read from The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. And I'm sure lots of you have this book by Dolores Cannon. She was a revolutionary, fantastic light worker on this planet. She passed a couple of years ago. I had the privilege of being with her in Northern Arkansas in 2010 at the International Paranormal Conference. And at that time, this book, The Three Waves of Volunteers for the Planet Earth, had not been published yet, but she gave a long lecture about the three waves that came in. And it's quite interesting. And those of you who do not know Dolores Cannon, she was a psychotherapist that began to hypnotize clients and did past life regression. And she found through the past life regression that people would talk about lives not on this planet, but lives in other universes and lives as other beings, as animals, or just being light being or living on different planets, and they would describe the planets. She did a whole series of books called The Convoluted Universe, and I've read all of them twice. They're fantastic if you really want to get to know more about what's happening in the universe. And this, when she starts talking about the three waves of volunteers and the new earth, this book is fantastic. It was published in 2011. It was published the year after I heard her talk about this. And she said, in the beginning, when we came in, we were supposed to be a perfect species. And we were never supposed to get sick. And we were supposed to come in and live in this paradise. And that didn't happen. And so, as I've talked about many times on this show, at the end of World War II in 1945, when the atomic bomb was exploded, the powers that be and the High Council and all the ETs and the other universes looked at this beautiful planet Earth and said to themselves, they're going to do it again. They're going to destroy the Earth. So the atomic bomb was intended to be good, put into good use, but it wasn't. It was destructive. So what happened? Because they cannot interfere on the planet. That's a international or interdimensional law. They decided that what would happen is that they would get help and help this planet from the inside. So they gave a call to all the universe for souls to volunteer to come to this planet. So many souls came in. These were the first wave. And there are three waves. The first wave started coming in the 40s, in the 50s. They came in. And they came to hold the light and change. But they did not remember what they came here for. Remember, anytime we're born to this planet, we lose all memory of who we once were. We lose memory of what our mission is. So what happens, we come in and then we start to find what it is we're supposed to do. And the ones that first, the first waves, they opened the way. They were the way showers, the 50s and the 60s, and it was all about love and not being in the major society, but, you know, it was love and light and drop out and be different. So the three waves, the second wave came in in the later on. They're now in their late 20s and 30s, and they are moving much easier through life because the way shores, the first wave came in. The first wave had a very hard time. A lot of the first waves have tried to commit suicide because when they left from such a fabulous place, very high beings, to come into the dark density that the 50s held, it was intense. They were accustomed to living in peace and love, and they came to a planet that was so harsh and full of fear. So the second wave came in, and they've been doing a great job. And then the third wave are the new children, and they're teenagers now, or maybe in their early 20s. But the DNA of the new children that have come in since recently has not been changed. The DNA has not been altered. They have all their strands activated. So we are all becoming activated now also. So the first waivers said that they were the pioneers, the trailblazers, the ones to show the way, and they carved the path. That's me and a lot of others who are listening, so that it would be easier for the second and third waivers to come in. And there's a lot more about this. If anybody wants to get this book, it's quite about the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. The next book I want to talk to you about is A Clarion Call, a World Shift Book, Your Soul's Purpose in Conscious Evolution. And this is by Nicolaia Christie. And she talks about the three different types of the four generations that are coming to the planet. The light workers who came first, and we volunteered. We were carrying the torch for the way shores for humanity. And most came in without karma. And then the light workers, and I want all of you guys to think about this, the light workers had children. And those children were considered to be indigos. I have one indigo and one crystal. And then I have a grandson who's part of the Rainbow Tribe. The indigos came in, and they incarnated. And the teachers didn't know what to do with them. A lot of them are called, they were called the second wave that came in. They had a lot of gifts. They were brilliant. They were highly intuitive, very psychic on many levels, and were scary for the teachers and parents. And they kept coming in until the mid-80s, and they were very technologically advanced and very creative. And then at the end of the 80s and the 90s, we got the crystal children. And the crystals have brilliant gold luminous energy bodies. And they also radiate a magenta ray. So they're very beautiful beings. And that's my second child. She's definitely, and I've always said my children were different, but I didn't realize how different they were until I read this and realized they were totally different types of light workers. And then after 2013, we began to incarnate on this planet the 13th Rainbow Tribe. And this is the Rainbow Tribe that has been prophesied by the Native Americans and by the Maya. The Rainbow Warriors will show the people that Great Spirit is full of love and understanding and teach how to make the earth beautiful again. So there you go. There's lots of things that we can look into and read more and more about this. The rainbow souls, again, they have all their DNA, but they also have no personal karma. They're here to teach. They're here to heal and guide the collective. and help the earth come into the golden age. So that's pretty exciting, and I'm hoping all of you, when we answer some questions, that all of you guys recognize that you are more than likely a light worker, or what kind of light worker you are. It can be intense to be a light worker, as you well know, because of the level of sensitivity that's required of us in order for us to hold light. We have to be able to maneuver our life in such a way to rise above the density and the darkness. We have to be the way showers, the light. And sometimes that's difficult, but it's required of light workers. And we volunteered for it. Believe it or not, we volunteered. So with that, I'm going to start asking if anybody has any questions. I have somebody that's been on for quite a while. She was on when I came on, or they were on. I have area code 703201. This is Cindy Bentley. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name's Andrea. How are you?
Good. Andrea, are you a light worker?
You know what? Someone told me I was a little while ago, and now that you said it, all those things that you said we are, I definitely am. And it's funny because I also see 9/11 several times, and I couldn't figure out why.
Wow. I love that. Thank you. There was a reason you called. You verified exactly what I said. I think I've seen it, but I can't remember seeing it, you know. So
I go to the supermarket, the price will be 9/11, or I'll just,
wow,
you know, clock will be 9/11. Someone's license plate's 9/11, and my speedometer 9/11. So I see it a lot, and I didn't even realize that was part of, you know, the light worker stuff.
Yes, I didn't either. And there's lots of information out there now. The Dolores Cannon books, The Three Waves, you know, if you've got that, oh my gosh, it's so amazing, because people are reliving why they came here and what happened when they got here, or past lives here. It's really, really good. Very good. So is there any questions you have for me today?
I don't know, whatever maybe you pick up, or
do you have any children?
Maybe I do. I have two boys. They think I'm crazy.
Mine used to, but they call me and ask me to clear their energy fields now. Mother, can you check?
Oh, not
my
mine.
Energy? Yes. So, yes, exactly. But boy, was I embarrassing when they were in high school. So, are your kids indigo crystals? What are your children?
I don't know. Be honest with you, I don't know. I just I was adopted. My birth mother's a psychic. So when I was 21, I met her. But I say the last 5 years, I've come to see things and feel things, and I didn't quite understand what was going on until now. I just accept it, and things like that.
Yes.
You know, I'm an empath. I can pick up people's feelings, or I can pick up people's energy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
And it's okay,
I have to do that white light to get rid of it.
Yes. And it's okay to be who you are.
Yeah.
It's okay. Was it very hard growing up, being that sensitive?
I didn't grow up this way because I had no idea what my birth mother was. So, like I said, it wasn't until the last 5 years, maybe-ish, somewhere around there, maybe even 6 or 7, that I sort of really started picking up on my own. Like, I'll see things, or I just know things. Like, a couple years ago, I was watching one of these TV shows, one of these reality shows, like The Voice. I picked every winner before the winner was announced, and I freak myself out.
Wow. Well, you may need to work on the psychic hotline. They make a lot of money, I was told.
I'm not that good. Not as good as some other people.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to, and I get this a lot from some of the girls on the line. We call it the line. And this was high level. I hadn't had to work with her in 4 years. And she called me and she said, Cindy, I can trade with you if you need a reading. And I said, well, sure. But I'd be happy to clean you up. So it was really interesting because she's come a long way in the last 4 years since I first cleared her. And she's the number one a psychic on this in this company, and does quite well.
Wow.
But she's had an interesting life, and I think people who are born aware and become more and more psychic in this world tend to I'm a little reclusive. I don't go anywhere unless I think it's going to be okay. And sometimes I go and just put shields up, you know. So how are you out in the world? How do you feel? What
sometimes
kind of work
I'm cautious.
Do you do?
Mm-hmm. I do administrative work for a real estate office. So I'm sometimes like when I woke up with a guy and I could feel his energy, you know, like, you know, it's, I mean, it just other people's energies. I just,
yes.
Sometimes I don't know whose it is. I'm like, I'm having an anxiety attack. Like, I'm fine, but I don't know whose energy I'm picking up. And I have to really, you know, take a Zen moment and try to relax.
Yes. Yes. I think a lot of us, I think Astrid's like that too. A lot of us pick up others' energy. And I think Bob, all of us that are light workers, many times have picked up others' energy, and sometimes it's hard, you know. And we have to
like
be protected because we can. Go ahead.
We do. So a couple of weeks ago, the guy I'm dating, I felt something bad. I felt like he got pulled over, and maybe got a DUI. I just knew something was bad. Like he got pulled over for, and I'm thinking DUI. You got pulled over, but at least he only got a speeding ticket. So, I said, and he says, I said, I saw you getting pulled over. He's like, I can't explain it. I just knew you were, and he kind of freaked him. He's like, what? I was like, no, just don't worry. I just knew you were. So,
wow.
But things like that just kind of, you know, it's like, wow. Just, I can't really do readings for other people. But, I mean, just for things like that, I just know, like for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people can't read themselves. I can read myself. I can't read everybody else.
And the most important thing is just be who you are. Dolores Cannon talks about the second wave. They have to just be. They're not here to be light workers and do all the work. The second wavers are supposed to just be and hold light. And I think that's harder than anything. So they're helping others, creating no karma, but they don't have to do anything. They just have to be and hold what they are, which is pretty interesting, I think. Because now we're teaching that to everybody. Just be what you are. Hold your energy. Hold your power. Don't lose it. But it's quite interesting. Now we have such a different, it's like a melting pot of energy workers on the planet. And the planet has been destroyed before. And this time they sent more light workers. This time they sent more energy to hold, more energy for us to hold, and different. And they started and built the energy. They kept building until where we are today. And they did it from the star seeds, the light workers, and all the beings that are coming in and volunteering. I think it's a very wonderful time to be on this planet and to release fear. So kudos to you. How old are your children?
My kids are 28 and 30 because I'm now 55. So
that's the same age as mine, and I got the indigo and the crystal. So you can think about it and see what you have there. But I'm gonna let you go now, Andrea. And you look really good.
Thanks for the chat.
Thank you for calling in and listen to us again. We have different subjects.
I will.
Every
I
Monday
will.
We're
you.
Here. Thank you.
Okay, awesome.
And I think this could be, this is Cindy Bentley. This is 678-371. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Becky again.
Hey, Becky, how are you? Did you
I'm
have a good,
good
week?
I had a very interesting week. Sometimes it's a pain in the tuchus being a Gemini because I can have two minds about things. It's like being in constant argument with two people all the time.
With yourself. I know, my moon's
yeah,
in Gemini.
It's like, there doesn't need to be another person in the room.
Yes.
So exactly. I just wanted a little validation on something just to see if I'm headed in the right direction. There is an investment that I made around currency, and I get really good feelings on it. There's one end of it I'm thinking, oh, this is...
That money in Saigon or something, what is it they call it?
Well, I was wanting to get into, like, more cryptocurrencies and that kind of thing because I think those are a wave of the future. Do you mean, like, the dinar from Iraq?
The dinar, yeah, some of that. There's another one, too. There's a couple of them that people have bought, but
yeah,
not that one. There's another.
There's the rupiah. I think it's the rupiah, which is from India. And then there's another one, dong, which is Vietnamese. So there's a bunch of them in a basket. And I had just been collecting bits and pieces, like, over the years because I have a friend who's a collector. And he's... I've been kind of following this website, and it's really interesting seeing the way this country is coming together after Saddam Hussein ripped through it, and Iran's been kind of hard on it too, leaning on it for their own economy, and it being the birthplace probably of, you know, the planet, as far as there's a lot of resources in that there. And I didn't... this has kind of come up because my job has been really driving me nuts lately. And I'm looking at, you know, the spiritual things. They just come so naturally to me. And this aspect, you know, of, you know, earning money and going to school and educating and, you know, understanding really what's going on in the world and trying to find my place in it, because I do feel alien most of the time. It's like, what am I doing here? I'm wanting to get something a little bit more concrete, a little bit more, you know, hey, if this is going to take another 5 years, I'd just rather go in another direction that's going to be a little bit more something I can count on, because I do not want to continue working in the current job that I have.
Becky, you're going in circles. That's what you should have told me in the very beginning. I don't want to do the job that I have.
Sorry.
So that's your problem now, because I see how your brain's working, and you're going in circles, and so you're not really being honest with yourself when you go in circles. So what you have to do, and I know you've listened to some Abraham Hicks YouTube videos and things, if you get a chance,
right.
If you haven't. Or books.
Right.
And know
yeah, I do
that
all
you,
the time.
Yeah, I have to do it. I can't let anything slide over here. So what you need to do is know that there's something bigger for you to do. If you're not in a satisfying job, then you need to sit with Becky and find out what it is Becky really desires in her soul to manifest in her life. Yeah. And
I'm looking
the money
outside
is
myself
not the,
for that, yeah.
Yeah. See, the money, what sign are you, Becky?
Gemini.
You're a Gemini. Well, okay, I know you said that, but
yeah.
What's your moon sign in that?
Well,
never mind if you don't know, but anyway. So
yeah, off the top of my head, I'm drawing a blank, sorry.
Okay, so you're going to have something, you'll need something to mentally stimulate you, for one thing. You need that. You can get bored in a minute. So I would recommend that you kind of sit with yourself and learn more about yourself. And we had that fantastic new moon on Saturday, which is a perfect opportunity to set your intentions about what you want to do with Becky. Now, when I'm looking at you, have we ever had a session together, Becky?
Yeah, I think we did, but it's been a while.
Yeah. Today, when I'm looking at you, you've got three blocks in loving yourself. So the first thing you'd like to do is remove any blocks and issues you have in loving yourself.
Okay.
Because the biggest thing of anything that happens for everyone is that we must feel worthy We must feel worthy. And that worthiness builds. I have to convince myself that I can do this or I can do that and keep going. You know, sometimes things come up like you need to go talk here or do that, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do that. And you just do it. And it feels good that you're doing it. But sometimes people around you know and can see what you are better than you can and see your gifts. So you might kind of ask someone that's kind and a friend, what do you think what feels good to you? What is it that I do that's so good? Or ask yourself that. Have a conversation with Becky. What is it that I do that feels so good? What do I do? So think about that.
Okay.
And then as far as all the money goes, I've got people that call me and invested in so much money, and I tell them to go to a psychic because I really don't like telling people that they're going to put all their eggs in one basket, one type of money somewhere, and they're going to get rich. I can't do that for people. For some reason, I can't. What happens is that if you're living in divine order, if you're living from your soul pathway, then you're going to be divinely supported. And you will be divinely supported at the level that you feel deserving. Now,
that's
And I had someone yesterday, again, another person try to take me, entice me with money to do some other work, and tell me that I could make a lot of money and I'm not living up to what I should be doing and I should be charging more money. And I said, but you don't understand. I do have plenty of money. I do have plenty of magic. I do have very high level of joy in what I do. So some people on the outside may give you pressure to act and perform and be something that maybe Becky's not. So and you can't make people understand sometimes that you live from a place, you know, I feel deserving and I like where I am and what I do in my house. And my biggest joy is talking to groups and doing healing work in groups. That's my biggest joy. So, and I get to do that. I get to live my joy. So that's what you want to do, Becky. You want to live your joy.
Yeah.
And then the money comes once you find out what Becky really joyfully in her soul loves to do.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. Love you. And
thank you. Love you, too.
Keep feeling worthy. Keep feeling worthy. So, let's see. And I'm going to get to Astrid in just a little bit. She's going to talk. We've got, I think this is my area code 203. I think this is my Linda.
It sure is.
How are you today? Did you have any detox?
Wonderful. No, I feel fantastic.
Good.
I am so fascinated with this concept. I'm so fascinated. Can you tell us more about Keepers of the Grid? Keepers of the Grid?
Keepers of the Grid? Now,
yeah,
what are these
funny.
Books?
I resonate most with the third wave, but I'm a little too old for that.
You are.
But I still resonate with, I have ADD, my children have ADD. I really like to empower folks that do have ADD because to me you're a genius. But I started to read a little bit more about Keepers of the Grid, and I found it all fascinating.
Okay, Linda, if you buy the book, mm-hmm. The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth by Dolores Cannon. She has
mm-hmm.
a whole chapter on the Keepers of the Grid, and you can really study it. And she's got people that she has hypnotized and they are talking about being in their higher soul. They're speaking about being keepers of the grid.
Wow. That's amazing. It's amazing.
So it's different volunteers, they said. It's a lot different. It's a lot different when you're keepers of the grid. And I'd have to get into this more and more. It's a question. When she writes a book, she writes it in conversation because she's asking mm-hmm. the client questions, and then they answer mm-hmm. her. So mm-hmm. it would be. There's nothing really. You can just read about it because I haven't read it yet, but I have known several people who have told me they were grid keepers. I've got one
wow.
lady that I've known for 20 years. She is a flight attendant, and she says mm-hmm. when she's flying, she is healing the grids.
Wow.
And she's a giant wow. light worker, big time.
Yeah.
And she's as old as I am, and she's still flying. And then I've had some people here that talk about being grid keep, you know, healing the grid, connecting grids. The ley lines, a lot of those have where they intercept our portals. I've spent a lot of time in different places healing several of these portals and cleaning them up so that they can be interdimensional pathways. And the grid workers are clearing the grids so that the light can come in. It's really good.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow. I just feel like the grid keepers need to keep their vibration very, very high. That's how I feel.
Yeah, everybody does. Mm-hmm. Everybody does.
Right.
Okay, right. Linda. Are you thinking you're a grid keeper?
Well, I'm thinking I've lived through 9/11. I've lived through the Sandy Hook tragedies. I've lived
yeah.
through the hurricane.
I think you are. I think you're a grid keeper. So you're holding light and not letting it be things be damaged. That's important.
Yeah, because I feel like if there is a tragedy, especially if you think about the Sandy mm-hmm. Hook tragedies when the children were killed in Sandy Hook. I feel like there's a peace that comes over me, some kind of a peace. And in that particular situation, my best friend's children were in schools a block away from
mm-hmm.
where that boy. And I feel like just together we prayed and we were, because think about it, it was only one school he went to. Right? He could have went to many schools. No, I mean, nobody expected that, right? The people that suffered through 9/11 moved to Sandy Hook, Connecticut to be at peace, right? To be away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like that there's something that comes over me particularly that is very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious about it. I'm curious about it. And thank you so much, Cindy. I really,
you're welcome,
I love to learn each week with you. You are really amazing.
And I've just given you 3 books today that you can, and you can Google some sites and you can read all you want to. Have a great day, Linda. We'll talk later.
Thank you. Love you, uh-huh. Cindy.
Love you, darling. Bye-bye. And this is my Maris. Can you talk any today, Maris? No, she cannot. She's working. We love you, Maris. Thanks for listening. And now we've got Astrid. Let's have Astrid come up. Yeah, Beth, Maris just sent us a text message. She says she's listening and holding light, but she's working too. All right. Here's Astrid. Astrid, we got plenty of time for you today.
Hi, everybody. Wow, what a week, huh? Cindy, thank you for that information about keepers of the grid. I think I'm going to look that up because as soon as you started speaking of that, first all the hair in my body stood up and then I started to sweat. So, so there's something about it. I guess I will look it up. Especially since I keep picking up st- stones everywhere and taking them to my house. For years I've been doing this, and I've been saying that I'm connecting ley lines. So we'll see what that's all about. Most of us are probably still recovering from last week. That was quite a ride. Not so pleasant for some. And necessary, nonetheless. So welcome through to the other side of the eclipse wormhole, I would say. Even though we're a little bit at the tail end of it still, right?
Thank heavens I made it to the other side. That's all I know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Cindy, have you had any experience last night? Because I was getting massive downloads last night.
Yeah. Well, I did it the day before where I would think I'm sick and get ready and go somewhere, and I couldn't move. I had to go right back and lay down. It was the most intense. And then last night I was going to do some work and I couldn't. I just had to go to bed. So it's been definitely.
Well, you know, I'm not a nap taker. I had to lie down yesterday afternoon and I slept, I think, for 3-4 hours. And then I went to bed a few hours later again, and then I started getting all these downloads. And so, well, we'll see what comes out of that. Supposedly it's going to be a calmer week this week, which I guess is not difficult to have a week calmer than the past one because it was so intense. And, of course, just in time today, I'm getting these Abraham Hicks daily quotes, and it's perfect, I believe, for preparation for this week. The message today was use whatever excuse you can to vibrate in harmony with those things you've decided to want. So I slightly modified that because remember, everybody, how we had the last few weeks over and over again, the message was focus on what you want. Look at the lessons that you've learned. Focus on what you want. And so this fit the bill right there. So I just changed it a little bit to say decided what you want, because that was really our last week's to figure out what it is that we want and who we want to be going forward. Excuse me. So therefore, it's a really good week to ground ourselves and plan, because it is a karma week. We have a lot of Capricorn going on. So Capricorn oftentimes means discipline, and I've seen it in my horoscope, in my personal horoscope as well. Discipline, remember to call in help, because we have a lot of energetic support always waiting for us to ask for the help. Remember to ask. And that discipline topic is kind of a thing that's going to be with us for a while now through September. It's not supposed to be a harsh thing necessarily. It's get out of our heads, more into our hearts, take a step in the direction of what we have identified, what we really want, that's more in line with what our soul wants. And remember to take a step, and that the soul works always one step at a time. And so definitely a paradigm shift to go from this, when we say long-term plans, it doesn't mean long-term plans that we have it all, the whole plan in the pocket, so to say, for the next 5 years. And that's for me especially kind of challenging because I have moon and rising in Libra. And for those of you who know a bit about astrology, those are the people that are already born with the plan in their pocket. So it's a little bit a big paradigm shift for people like me. And it's really important what the discipline...
Hey, Astrid, yeah? Let me ask you a question. with me, with Libra rising, would that affect me too, you think?
Yes.
I have a plan.
Well, you know, it's the people that have Libra somewhere in their chart,
yeah.
Sun, moon, rising.
Yes.
Balance is very important, and they kind of come, they know how things should be. They know where they want to go in a way.
Uh-huh.
So that's called they come with a plan in the pocket. That doesn't mean that that plan is going to be held up for their entire life, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the people that want to have a plan, that feel more comfortable when they have a plan.
I always feel more comfortable if I know how what I'm going to do. But I've had to learn not to be that way.
So, you know, that's why I'm saying that. And I know it because I have the double whammy of Libra.
Yeah.
And another big topic for Libra is fairness. Oh, my God, stuff that is unfair, stuff that is just not right. Ooh, that's really difficult for Libra. Justice is extremely important to Libra. And well, that's why you have the scales, right?
About
so,
Libra is about balance, right?
Yes, Libra
harmony.
Is about balance.
Yeah.
Harmony also. Libra is a little bit less feely, touchy-feely, emotionally balanced, right? That's more the Cancer. So that is my third thing, Cancer double Libra. So.
But
and
see,
by the way,
what that balances you, Astrid. That helps you balance.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Because I've got Gemini, Virgo, and Libra, and all of those are not very emotional. I mean, you know, those are my big, so that's pretty, that helps you a lot.
Yes, that's what I'm telling myself constantly. So, and I realized years and years ago when I was asking, why do I have always to experience the extreme two sides of the spectrum? I was asking because it was challenging. And then I was getting information about that so that I can have compassion and understand everything that people are experiencing because I feel it anyway. Since we talked earlier, I think that was Becky who spoke about being an empath, or was it Andrea? I don't recall. And also, thank you for the info on the different light workers. I know I'm from the early 60s. That was when the first indigos came in. So it's been very, as you said, like the ones that came before the indigos, it's been very difficult, especially for the people that were in the first wave of the indigos, because nothing was ready.
Yeah, and what I read everywhere, Astrid, is that that's where the most suicides were those people born, because they forgot and they came from pure love and support to the most dense the planet had ever been. So I get it, you know. The first waivers, it was intense.
Well, the first energy healer that ever worked with me, it was when I just turned 30. So she said, oh, you're born 6 weeks early. So that was a prenatal suicide attempt. Because at that time, you might recall that because of your professional background, the children that were born 6 weeks early, they usually died.
Yeah, there was no incubator. I mean, not a respirator, I mean. There were incubators, something to keep them warm, but that was it. If you couldn't breathe, you were gone. Yeah.
What she told me, 8 weeks early had a higher chance of survival than 6 weeks. And she explained to me what it was, I forgot. You know, it wasn't that important. So, and I had I was gifted with some years ago going to the Unify Fest here in Santa Fe, and I encountered quite a number of rainbow children at the time, and as you described, the energy was so wonderful. I felt very comfortable because there was all that love that they were holding. And it really gave me great hope for the planet, encountering them. So that was really good. Well, going back to what's going on, discipline is mainly, it's about walking the talk. So really stepping into what it is that we want for ourselves. And it's kind of looking at ourselves, where are we not doing that yet? Today is more about, we're still integrating from last week and from the whole eclipse wormhole. It's going to be going on for quite some time. We may still feel a little bit put through the ringer today. So it's important to listen to our body, what our body wants, as good as we can. Stay grounded. And if you have the time, the energy, and the discipline, I guess, plan a little bit of how you would like to see things develop and what you might be doing to step into that direction. That's going to be very helpful for the day tomorrow, because in the morning we might all be feeling a little bit of pressure of having to move into the direction that we want to go. And we might oftentimes feel a little bit challenged around input from the outside of what people want from us. And as I've heard somebody describe earlier, really discerning what is it, what is me, and what is it that is put on me as far as expectations go from the outside. And I can totally empathize with this lady earlier, because that is one of my bigger tasks, to really identify what it is that comes actually from my path and my desires and what I'm picking up from the outside. And for Wednesday, the old ego is going to show up a little bit in general. And that's our chance, and we are called Take the High Road. So when we feel our emotions come up, don't react right away. Just allow the emotions to just move through. Do not let the emotions govern us, so that we can move beyond the patterns and our habitual responses. It's going to come up, because whenever the ego is coming up, then there's still buttons that might still be there that get pushed. So it's good to, when it happens, just stop, take a deep breath, and then look, to say it again with Abraham Hicks, look for the next better feeling thought or action. What can our action be that makes us feel better? That doesn't mean completely disregard everybody else. This is how are we in the context of everything that's going on, of, as part of the whole, as well as for ourselves. And Thursday is going to be very similar to that. What's going to be very helpful, somebody suggested, write down the emotions that come up to get them out of our heads, and so that we can step back again and have a little bit more of an objective view of what we are feeling and take a closer look at that, where that actually comes from. I like to say, yes, and what else is true? And then I can highly recommend that, works really well. I call it going three levels down. So I have something come up, and then I say, okay, what is the truth about this? And then something comes up, and then I say, yes, and what else is true? So To give you an example, let's say I want more time to go hiking. Yes, so I will, keeping this intentionally neutral. So what is it about me wanting to go hiking more? Is it that I feel that I'm going to feel physically better, or am I going to feel spiritually better because I get energy moving? Or do I just enjoy the contact with nature, or do I feel that I want to be away from people? And let's say, like me, I want to be away from people. So why do I want to be away from people? And that's when we get to our real, true motivation behind things. And that is really, that is what we want. And when we are able to do that, then we can be more open for other ways of what we really want at the bottom of it to come to us and to manifest. So maybe we can get this being away from people because I'm getting too much input from everybody. Psychic input is driving me crazy. So maybe there's other ways for me that I can realize right now other than going hiking more. It opens me up to more potentials. I can only highly recommend that, especially Friday is a day where it's good to shield ourselves. It can be a little bit of a challenging day. Nowhere near last week. Still, it's not a smooth, fun ride in the field of daisies this week. So shielding ourselves is important, self-care, hygiene of all our bodies, so physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Especially during the night, stuff may come up because we have Scorpio in challenging situations with other planets. And we may become a little bit anxious, we may feel paranoid, and it's important when we feel that this is all put upon us by other people or by the outside, it's important to look inside because it is really inside of us. That which is like unto itself is drawn, remember that. We are called again to focus on our long-term intentions in that context. And it's going to be helpful for us to go ahead and be what we want to be, and even if we have to fake it until we make it. Just what would it feel like if we were already in that spot and connect with that feeling? And if we can't figure it even out, if we are so removed from it that we don't even know what it would be like, then pick some other event, some situation that made us feel good. It's really important this week, very helpful for us to find things that make us feel good. And I'm not speaking of the short-time, immediate, instantaneous satisfaction of some kind of an impulse because we're feeling empty and I'm having a piece of cream cake because that makes me feel good right now in this very second, but the next second I'm nauseous. Not that kind of thing. More really look what makes us all over feel good. That's only in the night. It's going to be a little bit challenging. So Saturday is a good day getting stuff done in the morning. And yay, it's a good day actually in the evening to be social. And we're still seeing some malfunctions in the technical area. However, at midnight to Sunday, the midnight Saturday to Sunday, Mercury is going direct. So hopefully we are having better communications again and also better functioning of all of our electronic devices because that was quite a topic the past few weeks. On Sunday, it's good. Sleep in, enjoy the day. It's also nice, go out, socialize after a good night's rest and enjoy the day. However, make sure that you get back early and get some good rest in preparation for the next week. And that is all that I have for the energy. Focus on the good stuff. Focus on what feels good. Focus on what we want to be, what we want to have, from a perspective of, oh no, why do I not have that yet? But what is it like? What will it be like when that's there? And focus on that.
Thank you. Thank you, Astrid. I'm going to move on because we've got a couple of new callers, and I'm just going to check with them before I do the meditation.
Yes,
thank you.
Better
week. Yeah. So I've got area code 505-835. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Cindy. It's Jan. I just
got in
from working on someone, and so I'm eating lunch while I'm listening.
Good. You're eating lunch.
I've just been on the line for 10 minutes, I think.
And you guys, and we know Jan's a big light worker. I was talking about the book by Dolores Cannon, The Three Waves of Volunteers and the New Earth. And are you familiar with Dolores Cannon?
I am not.
Okay. Well, she's a very prolific writer. And she was a therapist who did past life regressions, but the people went back to where they were before they came to the planet. So she wrote books, and people actually came to her to give her information to put into books.
Wow.
She's wrote tons of books. Three books called The Convoluted Universe. I would recommend everybody read them. I've read them twice. They're long, but you can't put them down. It's very real. And then the three waves talks about the waves of volunteers of souls that came in to help. And you were the first wave also. Is there anything we need to help you with today, Jan?
Not right now. Yes and no, but I'm not focused in that way right now. So
maybe next week I'll
have a question for you.
Okay, hang in there and do the meditation with us, Jan. Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We're going to do some prosperity because I think we still have a little bit of the new moon today. So I want us to set some prosperity intentions. Okay. Thanks,
Sounds
Jan.
Good to me. Thank you, darling.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Love you.
Love you too, darling. And I think this is one of my Denver people. This is Cindy Bentley. Who am I speaking with? Are you just listening? This is one of my Denver numbers or Colorado numbers. So thank you for listening. And yes, I really want to talk about doing a very high level meditation today. And everyone who's listening, the ones who have called in and the ones who are just listening on the internet, we've got this new moon, and we've letting go of a lot, and a lot of things have come up. And what we want to do, and I'm kind of myself, I'm talking about not making plans. Wednesday, either I go to England or my daughter comes to me. So I'm not sure what I'm doing on Wednesday. So that's like, oh, okay, where I'm going to be or anything else. But so it would mean next Monday's show, I would be in England when we do it. So it'd be kind of interesting. And I know lots of light workers over there. I may have to have somebody join me over there. So we're going to take a deep breath right now. And I'm so thankful that we've gotten this far along on the ascension path. It's just when I think I've hit easy street and things is a straight shot, something happens. Just when I think I have lots of shields up and I'm protected, then I get courted or something happens and I'm not in safe water and I have to clear and then pull up shields again. So I've got a whole show on shields and protection, and I've had a couple of emails about protection this week. So I want people to just go into the archive and look at how to protect yourself. And the next thing is we want to call in the energies of the new moon to assist us in the intentions that we're holding. And I want each of you to go deep inside, just like Astrid was saying, go deep, and you come with one level, then you want to go to the next level. What is the real reason that you're doing? What is the real reason that you want to do what you do? You know, the real reason I want to do what I do, because I have a gigantic urge to love and be loved. And at the core of everything I do, that's why I do it. And that love starts with loving and honoring who you are and knowing who you are. And when you honor and love who you are and things come up, you can say to your soul, that's not the truth of who I am. Or you know, if things come up from the outside, you say, you're talking to yourself, that looks great or that sounds good, but that's not the truth of who I am. Just like I was telling you yesterday, someone really wanted me to get on board and they were going to help me make a lot of money. And I said, but you don't understand. It's not about the money. It's about the magic. I live in gigantic level of magic and divine order. And I live in love and peace and joy. And I have a wonderful place to live. And I can travel and do whatever needs to be done. I don't want to have some type of responsibility more than what I already do. Taking on the show has a big responsibility. Taking on clients, thousands of clients, is a big responsibility. But I hold it in divine order so that it all transpires for the highest and best of everyone. But sometimes I forget to keep those shields up. My heart goes open. So we may have to do another show on shielding yourself and protecting yourself. So right now, though, I want you to dig deep and go to the next level of, and I'm sorry that Andrea is not on the line because she was the one that was wanting to change jobs, and that's what we're talking about right now. So you need to dig deep into who you are and not be afraid to come up with the answer. Because sometimes the answers that we get are not the answers that we want to hear. I had to do a lot of digging, and I was shocked with some things I got. And then I was like, no wonder I feel the way I do. So you have to keep on, because nobody knows you better than you know you. So you have to keep on digging and letting go and then setting the intentions of, and I try to set my intentions a little bigger than what I think I, more broader, not, you know, let me have 5 clients next week or something like that. Nothing like that. More broad, let me find joy in everything I do next week. Just something really big. So let's take a deep breath again, and I want each of you holding into that soul the intention of who you are, the intention of the light worker, the volunteer that you came here to be. And your biggest intention as a volunteer, as a starseed, as a light worker, as an indigo, as a crystal child, whatever you are, the biggest goal that you have, your biggest intention, is to fill yourself with light. And the biggest intention is to be able to actually hold that light when all else around you is falling apart. You're still holding the light. So I'm seeing and feeling all the light that you are. And you honor. The light is love. It's information. It's a divine connection. It's who you are. and who you're growing to be. You're holding higher and higher levels of frequencies of light. So your intentions is to grow this light. Because even if you're just one who's here to be, just be the light. And we're calling in Serapis Bey, my divine, wonderful being who works with us, Ascended Master, to help us hold light, because he's here for the planet to help us on the ascension path to hold more and more light. To be more and more of who we came here to be. And Serapis Bey opens up a channel of clear communication. So that we can hear divine order and the divine path that we need to follow. And I'm asking now, as we hold these intentions, that anything that's blocking the manifestation of your highest intention, I'm now asking that you let it go. You now make the choice to release this blockage that's holding you back from your gigantic intentions of being in divine order and manifesting your job, your life, your love. Let it all go. And just be the light. Know that all is in divine order. That you are a powerful divine being. So now we're going to call on Saint Germain with the violet flame. As you choose and make the choice to release all energies that are non-beneficial, all blockages, all patterns, all thought forms, programs, implants are letting go of your energies, and you let them be burned away in the violet flame of Saint Germain. Release it all. Feel a divine place of safety, a safe place where you can continuously be the divine being that you are. As you release and let go more and more, you shine. The density is released. The blockages are released. Any cords are cut and burned in the violet flame. And I want each of you to feel the knowing. And I'm doing that now for myself also. I feel the knowing that what I desire as my intentions also desires me and desires you. Every intention that we hold is desiring to manifest, is looking to be in our life, is wanting to show up for you. It is the magic of allowing and surrendering, and the magic of knowing that all is as it should be. That it's not an effort It's about being the light and allowing it to come to you. We see this journey. We see this path opening up through the coming week to many, many paths, but all come to one end, and that is to hold more love, more light, more joy. Be the divine peace of God that you are. Accept that that is who you are. And so it is that we give great thanks to all the divine beings that are with us now, we thank you for elevating us to a higher level, for taking us on this journey, protecting us as we step into a pathway, as we allow ourselves to be all that we came here to be as a light worker, as a first wave, indigo, crystalline, whatever we are, we allow our souls to continue on that journey. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, take a deep breath, guys. Thank you, Astrid, for helping us. We've got Bob on the line. I'm going to say hello to Bob. He's going to help us next week. Hello, Bob.
Hi. Hi, Cindy.
Did you see the studio while we were listening?
I did.
Good. Good, good, good. Okay, well, we'll be with you next week. Okay.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Wonderful. That's Bob Sykes. He's going to help us some. Thank you, Bob. And then we've got a couple other people that have been listening. Area code 917-538. This is Cindy. We've got a few minutes if you have any questions.
Yeah. Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I think this was the last time that I was with this man. We've been together on and off for 5 years, but I think it's ended today. Can you do any clearing and cleaning on that? I feel this like part of me that's like, oh, I don't like being alone right now. I mean, I'm like, oh, I have to be alone, no partnership. It's not fun for me.
Well, let's just see how many cords you have. And let's just ask, because I don't have time to do a lot of clearing, but we'll just ask. And if you listen to the, we just did clearing work with Saint Germain in the meditation.
Yeah, I was there. So I don't need.
And
to
you
hold
need
much
to do more of that. Yeah.
Oh, I. Okay.
I'm just gonna run some energy through you to lift you up some, Lisa. Okay.
Yeah, that would be good. Thank you.
Okay, darling, it's all gonna be good. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm not up. I'm glad it's over, but I just don't want to. Yeah.
It's one day at a time, darling. One day at a time. And then I have area code 323-807. This is Cindy. How can I help you today?
Hi, Cindy. I was just referred to this line, and I had a clearing done a couple of days ago for the first time, and I feel really good. I think this meditation was amazing and very timely.
Thank you.
And
yes.
I just thank you. I look forward to, you know, listening more. The only thing that came up for me was speaking in tongues for some reason.
Yes.
it seems like a lot of times when I'm going inward, I ging in tongues. And in this clearing that we just did through this meditation, I actually released that.
Good.
And I felt
but
it was a stronghold.
We can speak in tongues. It's okay. Yeah.
It's okay. All right. I just felt like, you know, I want to release that because someone had told me that, you know, you need an interpreter. And I felt like, well, my heart is the interpreter. But I just didn't want the confusion around it. Mm-hmm. And I'm really liking this clearing is kind of allowing me to hear my own voice very clearly.
Yes, very
and so
good.
I just released that, yeah. But good. I didn't really know what your thoughts were on that.
Good. And, you know, there's the light language that that we light workers can speak. Did you know about that?
No.
It's very, yeah, there's a light language. And there's much more information than I can give you in these last few minutes. But there is a light language, and I have worked with people doing speaking light language. And you really don't know sometimes what you're saying, but you can feel it in your heart as it, the words come out. It's very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll look into
very
that. I'll Google it.
All righty. So I'm going to ask if there's Astrid, do you have any last words for us?
No, I believe we are good.
Okay.
With everything.
Well, okay, I'll go back. All right, but what? I'm going to play some music, I think, then. And we've got about 7 minutes. We can sit in the silence and hold into our new intentions. And people can take the time right now to write down the intentions that you came into while you are in your soul. That would be a great thing to do right now. And I'm going to be back, like I said, next Monday with Bob. And we may or may not be in England next Monday. There's a possibility. And I thank all of you for listening. And we're going to play a little bit of music and let you guys sit and write your intentions out, and we'll talk next week. And I'll thank everybody for your support. We thank Astrid, and we thank Bob, and so it is.